Hello, students, and welcome back to the English Danny channel. Today, I've got a new episode of Three-Way English with Dr. Don. But before I get into the story, let me remind viewers to subscribe to our channel if you're enjoying this content. And if you find this video helpful, please like and share since it helps our channel a lot. Thank you. Let's start the episode. Remember, with three-way English, I will tell you a story three different ways. First, in a very basic, simple way, and then twice more with increasing difficulty. The idea is to help you learn English grammar and vocabulary in context. This week, I have a follow-up video for something I did last year with classroom English. So today, I'm going to give an example lesson showing classroom-related grammar and vocabulary in context. I will introduce and explain each step and then show you some example sentences a teacher might use in a real classroom. First, the teacher gets all the students together. Hello, everybody. Come in. We're about to get started. Everyone, find your seat and sit down. Then the teacher checks the class. Is everybody here? It looks like all the students are in class today. Great! Everybody is in class. It is time to begin. Are you ready? Open your books to page 3 and read the sentence at the top of the page. Listen and repeat after me. Let's try it again, please. When one assignment is over, it is time to move on to the next one. For the next assignment, you need a pen or a pencil. Does anyone need to borrow one? You have 5 minutes to complete the activity on page 7. Okay, now give it a try. Is everyone finished? Let's hear some of your answers. The teacher sometimes checks with the class to make sure they are following the lesson. Are there any questions? Does everyone understand the assignment? Once the lessons are finished, it is time to end class. That is our last activity for today. We can stop here. Have a good afternoon. See you next week. Okay, now let's try that story a second time through. This time, I will use the past tense to introduce each step. And for the teaching portion, I will use different expressions that teachers can use for the same basic ideas. So this way, you will be learning more vocabulary in context. Just before class yesterday, I gathered my students together. Come on in, everyone. We're ready to begin class. Everybody take a seat. Then I checked the class. Is anybody absent today? It looks like we're all here, so let's go. Once I saw everyone was in class, it was time to begin. Let's get going. Open up your books to page 3 and start reading at the top of the page. Listen to me pronounce each phrase and then say it out loud. Once more, please. After I finished each activity, I moved on to the next one. For this next task, you want to have a pen or a pencil handy. Does everybody have one? Take the next 5 minutes to complete activity A on page 7. Now you try. It looks like everyone's done, so let's see how well you did. We'll review the answers together. During the lessons, I checked with students to make sure they understood. Any questions? Are there any problems with the assignment? When all activities were finished, it was time to end class. That was our last activity for today, so we'll finish up here. Have a good day, and I'll see you all next time. All right. Now you've heard the ideas expressed in different tenses and with different vocabulary. So, for the third time, we'll put it all together and do it at native level speed as well. You know the story, so it should be very easy to follow. I taught a class yesterday. Let me tell you how it went. First, I assembled the class. Come on in and take your seats, everybody. Let's get going. I checked attendance. Everybody here? Seems like everybody's here. Awesome. So I began with a simple assignment. Turn to page 3 in your books and read the first sentence at the top of the page. Listen to each phrase and repeat after me. Not bad. Let's try it once more. After finishing each assignment, I moved on to the next one. For this activity, you need something to write with. Anyone need a pen or a pencil? Do activity A on page 7. You've got 5 minutes. All right, time's up. Who wants to go first? During each activity, I checked with students to make sure they were following the lessons. Any questions? Any problems with the assignment? You all good? Okay. After the activities were done, I ended the class. All right, that's it for today. We're done. Good job. See you all next time. Okay. Well, that story covered a lot of English grammar and vocabulary that you might hear in the classroom. If you want a more in-depth explanation of what you heard in that story, check out my English Danny video on Classroom English. Keep studying every day, and I'll see you in the next video.